careful. 20 to 4 Thursday afternoon. Thanks very much for listening to today's Lynette Fay Show. Now, we've talked about maternal advocacy on the programme and particularly about the Maternal Advocacy and Support, or the MAS project, a couple of times, and most recently indeed when we visited the Windsor Women's Centre on International Women's Day. One woman told me how this project had helped her find herself again after having a baby. The project has now finished, and after helping 300 new mums experience in perinatal mental health issues. And just to say, perinatal is that period of time when you become pregnant and then up to a year after giving birth. So to mark the work of the project, a book with 20 personal real life stories has been created. Claire Anderson is the MAS project coordinator and she joins me in studio today. How are you doing, Claire? Good to see you again. And we have Wendy Nicole joining us on Zoom. She's one of the hundreds of women who has been helped by the project. Hello, Wendy. Wendy Nicole, and thanks very much for coming on the show this afternoon. So Claire, reading through the testimonies in the book, they break your heart, and these women, all helped by the project, and say about what they were going through and how the MAS project has helped them. I found it very, very emotional. What has it been like to work on this?
It's been an amazing project to be a part of. It's been such a privilege to work with the women, and it's really important for the women to have the experience of documenting their stories. And this book, we had two events last week to mark the impact of the project over the past 3 years, one in Belfast and one in Derry. And really this book, it's really meaningful and a real insight into maternal mental health.
June, can you just remind us about the project itself, how it came about and what you set out to do?
Yes, there was originally a pilot back in 2019, but we've been going over the past 3 years and supported by the National Lottery Community Fund. And we would have perinatal mental health peer support groups across 8 women's centres, 6 in the Belfast and Lisburn area and 2 in Derry. Now, the model works really well within the holistic environment of the women's centres. Mm-hmm. And, you know, progression and additional support is encouraged. We also have a MAS group leader programme, so a lot of the women are trained to lead their own groups. And a key part of the project is the advocacy and campaigning, where women across the project have got involved in campaigns. We've, you know, led very much on the Mother and Baby Unit campaign, the MAS Matter flyer launch for healthcare professionals, and also the women have captured their own lived experience and highlighted things that they want to see change. You know, that has been such, you really see that within the book, of how that has been a key part of the women's recovery. And, it's quite empowering for women to feel that they can improve things for women in the future.
And to help. And it's that lovely notion of paying it forward and helping other people when you can help yourself by something as well. You know, there's no better testament to the work that's being done, is there?
You can see within the stories in the book the insight into women's experiences. Mm-hmm. We hear about experiences of domestic abuse, of baby loss, of bereavement, of birth trauma. So it's really important, I suppose, for the women to share that experience, but also the learning that there can be from the stories, and that this could be, you know, key learning for healthcare professionals, for Department of Health, to become aware of kind of what's going on for women, what has led, what has impacted on their mental health.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear from one of those women who's been helped by the project, and that's Wendy Nicole. Again, Wendy Nicole, thanks a million for coming on the show today. So how did you come across the MAS project, and why did you need the support it was offering?
Well, I have a number of health conditions, and I had a monitored pregnancy because of these health conditions. And in 2019, we lost 2 babies. So when I was pregnant, I was always going to find it an anxious time. But then smack bang into lockdown. Mm-hmm. And because of having these health conditions, I couldn't leave home except to go to the hospital. So I really relied on my Sure Start, and we were doing everything through Zoom. And whenever the program began, our Sure Start worker, Liz, suggested it to me because she knew how much I was struggling, because our birth was unbelievably traumatic. So they were worried that the baby was going to be very large and decided to induce me. And things didn't go according to plan. Mm-hmm. And I was kept in. And unfortunately, the night that I was admitted to antenatal, the restrictions came back into the hospital, which meant that nobody could come see me. And I spent 5 days in antenatal, the same ward that I had been put on after my second loss. Oh. And I wasn't well, and I knew that something was wrong. In 2018, I had surgery to remove a tumor and part of my bowel because I have neuroendocrine cancer. And I just knew it wasn't right, but the midwife reassured me this was normal. So I thought, okay. And we, back and forth, we were going to have an emergency C-section, but I was hoping for a natural birth. Mm-hmm. And things turned around, and after the 5th day, we were in natural labor, and my husband was able to join us. But very, very rapidly, when we got into the delivery suite, things went bad, and I was then admitted to theater for a general anesthetic C-section. And our little boy was out with his daddy for an hour and a half before I was out of theater. They found an excess of liter of fluid outside the womb, which wasn't amniotic. So they had to bring specialists in, and they didn't know. They couldn't figure out what it was, and it had to be sent off for testing.
That's an awful, you know, any one of those aspects of what you're describing there is an awful lot of trauma for one person to take on. And the aftermath of that, I think, Wendy, it's personified or it's exemplified by the MAS project, because these things aren't perhaps talked about enough, and the impact of them aren't talked enough. But the impact on women isn't talked about enough.
Yeah.
So when you found the MAS project then, and you were dealing with this trauma in the middle of a lockdown where you don't have that person-to-person, you know, in-person contact that you probably craved and needed, I would say, after having gone through something like that. And what difference did the support of the MAS project make to you?
It was fantastic. I'm not originally from Belfast. As I've said before, you could call me a cultie. And so I didn't have my family and extended friends.
Yeah.
And particularly with being in lockdown and not being at work or anything like that, it was just the best thing to happen. To begin with, at Windsor, we were able to do some safely distanced meetings, and then we switched to Zoom, and we set up a WhatsApp, and that WhatsApp was going at all hours, and is this normal, should baby be doing this, etc. And then with Windsor, we campaigned to have TransLink sign up to the breastfeeding welcome scheme,
mm-hmm.
which was very important to us. And that helped me feel more like me again,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it was doing something that wasn't just dealing with trauma and being a mum, you know.
Yeah, and it's that sense of feeling absolutely lost after having a child, and, you know, the lack of confidence, and your confidence can take an awful knock, and you're trying to make sense of it all, and sometimes there is no sense to be made of it, but just feeling heard, feeling seen by other women. And that seems to be what comes across time and time again about this support, this peer support that you have created through the MAS group, Claire. Is that the strength of it, where women can just, it's a safe space?
A safe space to connect, it decreases isolation. Women coming together, you see mm-hmm. through these stories, women have had bad experiences, but their strength and resilience and how that is built through each other, through sharing experiences, supporting each other, and with the support of the amazing women's centres and the staff there.
I know whenever you mentioned the WhatsApp group and going at any time of the morning, you know, I remember the morning feeds, and I was lucky enough to have a cousin who had a baby 6 weeks after me. So the two of us were doing exactly the same thing at the same time, and we'd be texting each other at 4 o'clock in the morning, are you up? And that comfort that I got out of that was unbelievable. So I completely understand what you're saying, Wendy Nicole, about having like the simplest thing, like a WhatsApp group, makes such a massive difference. And, like, you know, how are you doing now? How are you within yourself now?
I'm definitely doing better, but I'm still dealing with my postpartum anxiety. Thankfully, through the MAS and Windsor, I've been able to access some counselling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, I don't think I would have got through it at all without the MAS group. You know, I think that was my crutch in a sense, you know, to help you get started again. Yeah, no, they're my family. They're my, you know, they're friends for life. And, you know, I would not have gotten this far without them. And my little man, he's doing brilliantly.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that you're doing much better than you were back at that very traumatic stage. This project, the MAS project, Maternal Advocacy and Support, it clearly means so much to so many people. Wendy Nicole has told us her story today. There are 20 other personal real life stories in the book that you have beside you in studio here, Claire. 300 new mums have been helped by the project in the last 3 years. So there clearly is an acute need for this service. So why is the MAS project a lifeline for postnatal mental health? Why is it ending?
This was a 3-year project. Now, we do hope, we're hoping for, but it will be short term funding. What we will be continuing to campaign for is that this should be funded through government statutory funding. It's an early intervention service, absolutely essential key service for women to support their recovery. And we know that peer support works. Women connecting together. What is unique about MAS is that it's located within the Women's Centre. There's the opportunity to campaign, to show their lived experience, which has been a lot of the women have shared as part of their healing journey. Mm-hmm. So we would argue that this is essential. It should be funded long term through government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we shouldn't be dependent on short term funding. It is so essential for women. And we do know that there has been funded for the specialist perinatal mental health teams that are now operational in all 5 trusts. But what we do need to remember is this is an excellent service, but it's for a minority of women. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a very strict criteria. So the majority of women with a perinatal mental health problem would not be able to access that service. So that's why it's essential, that key early intervention, you know, to support women in the recovery before crisis point.
Yeah, and that key service that is provided, as you have described, it's been provided through the women's centres in Belfast and in Derry. That leaves a big, massive hole then in the rest of Northern Ireland. Is there any plans, or I'm sure you'd want to roll out the service
Absolutely.
In other places as well?
Yeah, that would be the plan, you know, because there is increased isolation for women in rural areas. So mm-hmm. there would be a plan to extend that.
You've referred to this book many times in our conversation today, and it's sitting beside you, and I had a read through it earlier on, and it would take tears out of a stone, I have to say, some of the testimony. Mm. This is a special book documenting real life stories of 20 women who have taken part in the project. There are stories of pain and loss, abuse, bereavement, adversity, trauma. There's also resilience, and there's a lot of strength in there as well. Tell me why it was important to put this book together.
It was really important throughout the MAS project from the start, you know, sharing lived experience. We've had the opportunity to speak at a wide range of events, mm-hmm. and we've also had organised a lot of our own events, highlighting lived experience and encouraging women to tell their stories, giving them that space to improve services in the future. So compiling this, you know, is a way of documenting it. It's a way of women voicing their experience. It can often be part of the healing journey, mm. but also we want this to be an essential resource that provides a real insight into maternal mental health and what has happened to women, the trauma that they've experienced. And also in every story, it highlights how MAS has made such a difference and really supported women in their recovery.
Mm. So where will it be available for anyone who might need to read it?
Yes, it will be available on our website, www.wrda.net.
Wrda.net. Okay. Great to talk to you, Claire. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
Wendy,
you.
Nicole, I hope that the recovery continues and that you continue on a way where you can heal yourself. Thanks very much for coming on the show today. Really, really important testimony from you this afternoon as well. And as Claire said, further information from the Women's Resource and Development Agency website, which is wrda.net. And as for the service itself, we'll watch this space. If we hear anything, we will bring it to you here on the Lynette Fay Show. Two important conversations today on the programme. And if you need support for your mental health, please go to bbc.co.uk/actionline. Details of support services are outlined there.